I'm John Arbish in the studio with David Robinson, Matt Thompson, Lisa Fugley, Mark Anderson, and Derek Johnson, Monroe Crossing. Welcome.
It's good to be with you, John. Thank you.
Great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about how you came together. Your name relates very much to your music. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we formed 15 years ago. We were looking for a name that said bluegrass music. And I thought, well, what word is synonymous with bluegrass? And I came up with Monroe, as in Bill Monroe.
Bill Monroe.
We all met because of bluegrass, the music of Bill Monroe, so we had a Monroe Crossing. And we still have three of the original members from way back when.
Going strong, you just put out your 14th album.
Yeah, doing about 160 shows a year, and we're glad that we're branching out to places like Montana and Idaho. It's beautiful out here.
Great to have you here. One of the things that brings you out here is The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass. Tell us a little bit about the process of coming together with that.
Lisa, why don't you take that?
Oh, sure. We have a wonderful choral group back home in Minneapolis called Vocal Essence, and two of their followers, Kate and Mike McCarthy, are big fans of both choral music and bluegrass, and they were looking for a way to combine the two genres, and they researched that, you know, a bluegrass mass had never been done before, so they hired a librettist, Marisha Chamberlain, and the composer, Carol Barnett. And they set about writing this piece, but they needed a band to be the orchestra. And so being as busy as we are and local, they thought, oh, let's give Monroe Crossing a try. And they approached us, and we thought, you know, hey, how hard could it be? So, of course, we said yes. And then
we found out exactly how hard it could be.
And boy, oh boy, it was a real challenge, but we have come to absolutely just love this piece. And we've since performed it over 50 times nationwide, and we're looking forward to actually giving it our international debut next year with Dolce Canto.
Yes. So with Dolce Canto, you performed this, first of all, at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, Carnegie Hall, boy. It was awe-inspiring to be able to stand on that stage and be in the same places as all those wonderful performers of past. And we've actually had the honor of performing that twice in Carnegie Hall.
So how did you get hooked up with Dolce Canto?
I think it was through that show in Carnegie, because Peter Park brought members of his choir along, and we had a lot of fun with them and all the different choirs that were at that first Carnegie show. And we struck up a friendship with Peter, and we came out here a couple years ago and performed the piece with him. And he treated us so great, and we had such a fun time with Dolce Canto.
And you're back. Let's hear some music.
Sea of life to everywhere the wind's been blowing. It's like a dull edge of a knife, always right but never knowing. It's a mixed up world,
you know it's true.
Spinning round and round, feels like there's nothing you can do.
It's easy to get lost when you don't know where you're going.
Always showing they've got their races facing up, and you know you should be folding. Oh, life is a gamble,
you know it's true.
Spinning round and round, feels like there's nothing you can do.
It's easy to get lost where you don't know where you're going.
It's a mixed up
damn well you know it's true. Spinning round and round feels like there's nothing you can do. It's easy to get lost when you don't know where you're going. Yes, it's easy to get lost when you don't know where you're going.
The sweet sounds of Monroe Crossing. This afternoon, you get a chance to play up at St. Timothy's, celebrating its 50th anniversary as a church.
Yeah, what an honor to be asked to be there for their 50th. That's a big deal. We can't wait to get there, see the church. Looking forward to it.
That also is a performance with Dolce Canto, so you have a chance to do the full Mass, as well as play some music.
Yeah, they will be doing the Mass three times with Dolce Canto on this trip, and then three times next year in South Korea, when we go join them on their trip to South Korea. It's very exciting.
Chance to go to South Korea next April and tour with Dolce Canto. What an experience. First for you guys?
I've never been to South Korea, and we're sure looking forward to it.
So St. Timothy's this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Beautiful setting in a beautiful church. The sounds of Dolce Canto with Monroe Crossing. How about another tune?
We're going to close out with a tune I wrote a few years back in honor of the lowly cicada. And with a little imagination, you might hear the cicada in this tune.
Beautiful sounds of Monroe Crossing. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today. Really looking forward to hearing you with Dolce Canto this week.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.